Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. My lovely co-host Andrea is away today. Constipation, I think we've all been there. It can be quite bothersome and uncomfortable. But you know, I always say if you eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, it can really help. There's a lot we can do. And here to expand on this is the fantastic Carol Ault. Hi, Carol.
Hey, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm not constipated, so that's good.
You know,
I couldn't resist.
It's funny because on this show, we end up talking about a lot of things that people don't really want to talk about in person or in public. So it's interesting that we get to talk about all this stuff.
Oh, I agree. I mean, everybody poops and sometimes people have problems. And that's why, again, I mentioned adding more fresh fruits and vegetables into your diet. Now, Carol, you've been going raw, or you are raw and you've been that way for a while. Talk to us about your journey into that and about how it's helped you in your overall health and how it could help others.
Well, the journey in was kind of strange. I just felt divinely guided into it because I was shooting a Supermodels in the Rainforest, and I wasn't feeling great. I wasn't looking good. They even called my manager over and said she's not in bathing suit condition, which is not something you want to hear when you're a model standing in a swimsuit. So I went back to L.A. I was really upset, and then a friend of mine called me and said that his girlfriend had been diagnosed with cancer, and she went raw, and she had a negative diagnosis, and it's amazing, wonderful, terrific. And all I could think of was to roll my eyes and say, another fad. But instead, in my stomach, in my gut, in my pit of my stomach, I said, you know what? I've tried everything. Nothing is helping. And I'm looking at me at 35, taking the Tums and the aspirin and having the colds and the flu and the sinus infection. What am I going to be at 55 or 65? Because that's the road I'm traveling down, adding more pills, not taking them away. And so I called this doctor, and when he started to explain why raw food was so good for the body, by the way, the biggest reason is because it's unprocessed. It's fresh food.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's really nutritious. It's the right pH. There's so many, you know, and when you cook food, by the way, you cook the water out of it. So when you spoke before about eating lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, one of the things, I had this wonderful doctor on my show, Healthy You, on Fox News. I had this great doctor who was saying, you know, what we don't eat is food with water in it. We need fish, not cooked till it's dry like shoe leather. We need things that have water in it to keep replenishing. Drinking water doesn't do it. Also, when you talk about constipation, one of the things that people always think that they are getting too much of is fat. They might be getting too much of cooked fats, but it's the raw fats that actually lubricate the system, regenerate, rejuvenate the system, and help these things to be digested and moved through the intestine. Also, as we've spoken many times, and cut me off if I'm rambling, but I know we always have just such a short amount of time to talk. Another thing that's super, super important is probiotics. You know, people don't think about probiotics. They're in the intestines. They break down food. They draw nutrition out of the food, and they also help to process this food along. So there's many things that you can do to alleviate constipation. And one of the things you don't want to do is to drink water while you're eating, because it dilutes your enzymes and doesn't allow your system to digest the food well. So always, all these little things, some digest aids maybe, you know, some enzymes, no water while you're drinking, probiotics, raw fats for sure, and foods with water in it should keep the system lubricated and helping to keep this stuff moving through. Because the last thing you want is it to sit in your intestine and draw bacteria.
Yeah, that is so true. You know, I'm always trying to talk to my daughter about that. She always wants to drink water with her meals. And I'll give her a small glass, and I'm trying to, like, make it smaller and smaller. I'm thinking maybe I should give her some digestive enzymes, because I think that it does dilute that ability. Are there certain, do you like digestive enzymes, Carol? Is that something you'd recommend?
I love digestive enzymes. I especially think that papaya enzymes are really good. They're papain, you know, they're really good. Or, you know, sometimes people like the pineapple enzyme, amylase. Do you know what I'm saying? So some of these things are really, really good. They look like nothing, and some of them taste really good. But just that little extra help. There's also a doctor, I don't know if you know Dr. Robert Marshall. He's out of Rolling Rock, Texas, and he does a fabulous hydrochloric acid pill. So if you're really having issues, it'll help with when you take them, it'll create hydrochloric acid in your stomach, which, by the way, your stomach should have hydrochloric acid. So when people are taking these antacids and these things that block the acid valves, you're supposed to have acid valves in there. What you're not supposed to be doing is putting this horrible chemical food that's extremely acidic into your stomach. It just makes your stomach too acid, so it tries to throw it out, which is what acid reflux is. When you're eating too much acid food and your stomach isn't able to digest it well enough because it's dead food, it starts to try to throw it out because the acid food with the hydrochloric acid is too much. So instead of taking, you know, these things that turn off the acid valves, it's better to eat a more alkaline food. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but it really does work.
Yeah, it does. Now, what about psyllium husk? Is that something that you're a fan of?
Oh, yeah. Colon cleanses. Absolutely. Don't you think? I mean...
Oh, totally. Yeah, my husband takes it every day, and he loves it. He just bolts it down, just like one gulp, because it's not the best tasting stuff. But what he'll do is he'll make a smoothie, and then he'll just put it in that. And I think it's a good thing. Another great thing is... Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you have to be careful to drink a lot of water with it, because many people don't drink enough water with the psyllium husk. And psyllium husk absorbs water like a sponge. So you really need to drink a lot of water so that it gets gel-like and it moves through the system.
Oh, that is really good to know. Now, what about chia seed? That can be good as well.
You know, any superfood is great. That's the thing. But people aren't eating superfoods. People are going to get, you know, this instant oatmeal for breakfast. They're doing these Kind bars that have no nutrition at all. They don't help the system. They're dry. And then they try to drink it down with coffee. And, you know, all these things really block up the system. They don't help to make the system move. I mean, you know, Dr. Gonzalez always talked about doing liver cleanses and coffee enemas. You know, coffee enemas actually help to detox the liver every single day. So coffee enemas not only help move the stuff out of your system so it keeps you regular, but it also stimulates the liver to kick out garbage and junk to keep you healthier so you're not recirculating, you know, bacteria and toxins into your blood. I mean, there's so many things that people can do. They just don't think about it.
Yeah, that is true. Well, Carol, I've seen you up close, and you are as stunning as you've always been. I mean, like I've told you before, when I was growing up, you were always my favorite supermodel. I still pinch myself, even though we've been talking for years. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm talking to Carol Ault, because I really looked up to you, and I just, you know, you're such a great example of living a healthy life, and we love having you on. Carol, tell us all the ways that we can find you.
Well, I'm on Twitter, of course, and Instagram, at Model Carol Ault. You can find me on Facebook at Carol Ault. And I guess that's pretty much it. I know there's so many things, but those are pretty much the three that I keep up with.
All right. Well, Carol joins us here twice a month on Naturally Savvy Radio. Carol, thanks again. I want to thank everyone for listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at YourRadioMD and at Naturally Savvy. To hear past shows, just go to RadioMD.com. There are so many great shows in addition to Naturally Savvy, Clean Food Network, for example, among others. So I'm so glad you listened today. Take Carol's advice and you'll feel much better. Thanks again and stay well.